The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on 94.7 FM, WSNY. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me here on Sunday 95. It's great for you to get up and listen in, and today I think we have a real treat. We have someone in the studio with us. Her name is Melissa Rashan. We're going to bring her up here in just a second, bring up her microphone. But let me just tell you a couple things first, and that is today's question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And it is, who discovered x-rays? I'm going to give you three choices. Was it Conrad Rentgen, Thomas Edison, or Malcolm X? All right. Your guesses are welcome at 459-9769. Just call in and give us your guess. And, or, you can send an email. And this is a new email address. For those of you that already know the email address, you no longer do. I changed it. So write this down. It's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's our new email address, drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. And that's spelled drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. All right, now, our guest is Melissa Rashan. She is a model, and many of you know that we've had her on the show before. Although it was when I was on another station, I'm not allowed to mention which, but anyway, on another station. And so what I'd like you to do is go ahead and listen to today's show, but then later, if you'll go to dentallyspeaking.com and search for episode 83 and 91, all right? And you'll be able to follow Melissa Rashan's journey as we first met, and then we started her treatment, and today is essentially the the last episode in a three-part series of Melissa Rashan's makeover, a little bit about her life, her history. We'll refresh your memory a little bit today, but for the most part, go to episode 83 and then episode 91. And by the way, today's episode of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko is episode 106, so I'm real proud of that. That's a lot of episodes. Okay, remember, a question of the day. Who discovered x-rays? Was it Conrad Rentgen, Thomas Edison, or Malcolm X? 459-9769 is the number. All right, now, Melissa Rashan, welcome.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. She had a little trouble finding the new studio, but we have it really hidden, don't we?
Yes, you do.
Anyway, okay, now, just to give my listeners a little update, we met, I think it would have been about anywhere from, maybe it was about 5 months ago, maybe four.
Yep.
And you are a model, and you've been a model for about 10 years. But 8 years prior, a fashion designer in New York had told you that you would never make it in the business because your teeth were jacked.
Yes.
Yeah, those were his exact words, right?
Yes.
Were your teeth jacked?
They were jacked. I had a lot of crowding in my teeth. You know, they were yellow, discolored, just very jagged. And you know, as a model, I mean, that was like probably one of the first things that you noticed about me. He said to me, "You're very beautiful, but you'll never actually make it in the industry because your teeth are jacked."
Now, if you're listening this morning and you want to see what she's talking about, if you can go to your computer and go to drkvitko.com and then scroll down to where you'll see the Consumer's Choice Award emblem, and right to the right of that, it says Smile Makeovers. And if you click on that, you have to look quick because Melissa Rashan's before and after are the first pictures that come up. And so if you miss that, you have to let it scroll through about seven or eight different patients and you'll see her again. So she's the very first one there. And you'll be able to see, these are professional shots. You know how when that's like they're doing a diet and you see a picture and they're all heavy and you see another picture and they're thin and you just wonder, are they just sticking their stomach out, you know, in the first picture?
Right.
So what we asked Melissa Rashan to do was, and she'd never really smiled big for a professional photographer before, but we asked her to go and have a professional headshot done, a model headshot with her teeth before we started, and then another one after. So you can see a true before and after with makeup and hair and everything, right?
And that was such an interesting experience because for years I had trained myself to actually smile in such a way that I would conceal the teeth that were bad. So when I had to do my before shot, you know, with the photographer, it was just like I had to untrain myself and had to actually, you know, open my mouth. And that was, it was actually emotionally draining.
So you had, and I saw a lot of the proofs you were kind enough to share with me, and there were a lot of pictures. It's like you couldn't quite get it at first, could you?
It was definitely, definitely difficult and emotionally draining because, you know, it's something that I've worked so hard to conceal. And now it was just like, you actually wanted to see that. And I'm just like, oh dear. But, I'm so glad that I, you know, took a step of faith and decided to you know, have my smile made over. Absolutely. Well,
so what would you say, we have a couple minutes here before the break. What would you say to somebody that's sitting at home and has always wanted pretty teeth, but for some reason or another hasn't picked up the phone to call?
I would say that there's a difference between living and existing. And I feel that if you exist, then you're really just not enjoying life. But if you're living, you're enjoying your life. And so if there is something in your life that is holding you back and allowing you to not actually live, go ahead and make the change. It's not superficial. We live in a world where, you know, everything is pretty much based on your appearance. Invest in yourself. You only live once, and make the change.
Now, there are people that would say, come on, you know, just fixing your teeth can't change your life, can't change your life that much. What would you say to that?
That's absolutely incorrect. Even if I wasn't a model, I would have, you know, issues actually looking someone in the eye or talking to someone in social situations because I was afraid that they were always looking at my teeth and actually not listening to me. And ever since then that I've made this change, you know, it's translated well into my career, which we'll get into in a little bit. But, you know, my whole psyche and my whole demeanor has changed. I'm much more confident. I'm much more happy. And if Melissa Rashawn is happy, everyone else around her is happy.
I'm assuming her husband would agree with that.
Absolutely.
I wonder if he's listening. Anyway, okay, so in a minute we do have to go to a break. But before we do, let me remind you that today's question of the day is, who discovered X-rays? Was it Malcolm X? Was it Thomas Edison? Or was it Conrad Rentgen? The number 459-9769. And you can also email your guesses to drkovitko@dentallyspeaking.com. And while I'm at it, why don't I just mention that you can follow me on Twitter by going to, you know, twitter.com/drkovitko, DRKVITKO, no period after the R, and see what I'm up to. And sometimes it's interesting, sometimes it's not, but that's what tweeting is all about, I guess. People just wanting to know what you're up to. You can also find the podcast of this show by going to iTunes. Search the word Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kavitko. You can find them on columbustoday.com as well. Keyword Dentally Speaking. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95, and we will be right back.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkavitko.com.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
When you've got a smile that can light up this whole town, I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking, here with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. With us on the phone right now is Helen. Helen has a guest to our question of the day. And the question of the day, just so that you remember, is who discovered X-rays? Was it Thomas Edison, Malcolm X, or Conrad Rentgen? Helen, what was your guess?
Conrad Rentgen.
Okay. I'm going to mark that down. What I'm going to do is we're just going to see how many people vote for who. And then we're going to give out the answer here a little bit later, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for your guess.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, thanks so much for that. And anyone else with a guess, it is 459-9769. And we did have somebody email a guess of Thomas Edison. So we have one Thomas Edison and one Conrad Rentgen. So far, nobody thinks it's Malcolm X, but we will see. All right. Now, we are talking with Melissa Rashawn. She is a model. We have done a makeover for her. This is the third installment in a series, basically following her progress from her first visit to the office, to a trial smile, to temporaries, to veneers. And now she's back because she wants to tell us a little bit about what's changed in her life since we... And when you walked in today, you said something, and I said, save that for on the air. What did you say?
I said something that was actually the truth. Other than my husband, you have been the only man in my life that has made me this happy.
Well, that's awful nice of you to say.
I think I'm blushing. Are you blushing?
I don't know. Am I? I'm looking at my producer. No, he's shaking. No. Okay.
So I am completely grateful and just so happy. You know, Dr. Kvitko, I mean, I look in the mirror and I just cannot believe that I have, you know, beautiful teeth now. It's just an amazing experience, and I'm very, very happy.
Let's tell the listeners what has changed in your modeling and your, I guess, acting career since your makeover.
Absolutely. So I've been a model for 10 years, and as I mentioned earlier, I spent my entire career concealing my teeth. And so since I've actually had my makeover done, I have actually booked 5 commercials since October.
Wow.
And one of the largest commercials, which is airing right now, is the Safe Auto campaign with Justin Case. And my character's name is Melissa, or excuse me, Alexis.
Yeah, Alexis.
And I'm so happy I just stumble over my words. But it's definitely translated very well into my career. I now walk into castings and I'm like, hi, are you sure you don't want me to smile really big for you?
See, she used to do the kind of the sultry look. She would smile with no teeth showing. And that's all well and good. And if that's what photographers were looking for, then they would hire Melissa Rashawn for their shoot. But if they wanted somebody smiling out loud, that wouldn't be her.
So there's been many bookings that I've missed out on, the Crest White strips, you know.
They don't make Crest Yellow strips, do they?
They don't. But I'm hoping that they come out with that.
What about Crest Crooked strips? They don't make those either. So, okay, now I've actually seen the commercial. And unfortunately for me, as your dentist, in the commercial, you're actually pretty angry because you have apparently lost your license because you were driving without insurance, and they show you running out of your house, and Justin Case is in the front yard with you, and then you're hailing a bus which you've missed, or trying to catch the bus which you've missed. You're angry. Then they show you in a cab, which you're probably even more angry because now you're having to pay for a cab because you can't drive, and then they show you slamming into work because you're late. And you don't smile at all. But I promise you, she actually has nice teeth. And that's the reason she got the job, is because she smiled big and they thought it was great.
What's really interesting about that commercial, Dr. Kvitko, is I had my, now forgive me, is it the trial smile?
Yeah, no, it was temporaries.
I had my temporary smile in.
In fact, yeah, that just reminds me, you were given this commercial while you were wearing your temporary. They didn't even, not only did they not know you hadn't had dentistry done.
Right.
they couldn't tell that they were temporaries.
And I actually had 3 commercials with the temporaries with no issues at all. And I remember I didn't even want to part with the temporaries because they were so beautiful. And I work with a lot of brides because I'm also a makeup artist. And 2 of my brides have, you know, the same type of issues that I had with my teeth. And I was telling one of them, you know, that what she should consider doing is having temporaries made for her wedding day.
If she is going to be getting the veneers, that's actually not bad. If she has time to get the actual veneers, she should. But if she's just getting temporaries because she can't afford veneers, there's another way. And that would be resin veneers. Now, resin veneers are ones that I fashion them myself. So it's basically creating the artwork right on the tooth, and it's permanently bonded. The downside is they're not quite as vibrant as porcelain. And in addition to that, over time, they will pick up the stains that foods leave behind. They will gradually discolor, whereas what you have, which is porcelain, it doesn't. So, but just recently I did a makeover on a young woman who wanted veneers but couldn't afford them, but had some unsightly spacing, basically just some undersized teeth. She actually, very pretty. She was one of the, what do they call the blue jackets, the Pepsi girls? One of the Pepsi girls. And she'd had braces and all that, but she just had some teeth that were the wrong shape, size, and color wasn't even that bad. And so we went ahead, and I think I did about, I think it was the front 6. I closed all the gaps, made them look more attractive. You know, remember how we made them more rounded? Remember how yours were a little square, and yes, we talked about that?
Yeah, and you had mentioned that square teeth are more masculine.
Right, right.
Which I had no idea. I'm like, oh my gosh. Not so, only were they crooked and yellow, but I was walking around looking like a boy.
Well, you were already married by the time we met, so I don't think you didn't look much like a boy.
Okay. What's really been interesting, Dr. Kaviko, about the veneers, you know, I always thought, okay, I'm going to be able to fill them. I'm not going to be able to floss. People are going to think that they look like chiclets. And I actually have to tell people that I've had my smile made over because you cannot tell. And I've been able to floss. I can brush. I mean, it's amazing.
By the way, you better.
Yes.
Brush and floss.
Or else I'll be visiting you for 9 cavities.
They had, exactly. I think earlier today there was a show they were mentioning. It was a show, a Radio Health Journal type show. And they were talking about taking care of your pet's teeth too, and how important that is. I was listening to Sunny 95 earlier today.
Now, can I bring my cat in to you or?
No, but my daughter's a veterinarian, so.
Okay. Good to know.
not in town yet. She's doing an internship and now a residency. But, okay, so the part about flossing and brushing, but also what you mentioned was that people can't tell. That's the other problem that I face, which is people are afraid they're going to look fake. And in fact, most people that listen to Sunny 95, they know that I did a makeover for Dino Tripodis, who actually sits at this microphone. Actually, it's my microphone. I'm letting him borrow it the rest of the week. But no, his biggest concern was that, hey, doc, I don't want to look like I had a makeover. And I said, that's no problem. I don't want you to look like you had a makeover. And what I said to you, Melissa Rishon, remember this? I said, what I want from a makeover is for you to get compliments on your smile, not for people to ask you who did your dental work. And when somebody compliments you, if you want to tell them, it's up to you. And so is that what you're saying is happening?
Absolutely. And, you know, I have no problem sharing my story because I'm very, very proud of the fact that I took that step and invested in myself. And I'm very, very honored and just so amazed and so grateful. So absolutely, I tell everybody where I went because I think it's important for them to know. But let's say that I lived out of the country and there's no way that anyone could go to Dr. Kaviko. I still probably would tell people, you know, that I've had it done because I think everybody has a testimony that can touch someone else. And I think that's part of it.
Right. You never know which lives you're touching until years later.
Absolutely.
You know, little things that we do and say.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, remember, our phone number for today's question of the day is 459-9769. And the question is, who discovered x-rays? Was it Conrad Rentgen, Thomas Edison, or Malcolm X? So far, we've had a guest from Helen, and she guessed Conrad Rentgen. We had a guest from Judy that guessed Thomas Edison. And I'll have to check my email here and see if we have any other guesses. And calling in during the break is a good time, which we're going to a break right now. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask, and we'll be right back.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for joining me. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. It is a live call-in show, so you're welcome to pick up the phone if you'd like and call in with even a question, not just your guess for the question of the day. But I do know people are busy and you're getting up and getting ready for church and so on and so forth. So we understand. But anyway, okay, so now we have Melissa Rashawn in the studio, and she is a model who we've done a makeover for. And we've talked about how it's changed her life, not only her personal confidence, the way she, I guess, associates herself with other folks, more outgoing, more confident, and then how it's helped her book 5 commercials since the makeover, and 3 of those were done with temporaries on, which is neat, I think, and then the other 2 with her veneers. And if you look at her, you really can't tell. All you can tell is she has a nice smile, and I know my producer keeps looking over there going, trying to see if he can tell, which teeth is it? And can you tell? He's looking, which teeth do we do? He can't tell. He's shaking his head no. Okay, well, that's good to know. So, but I wanted to, let's go back and talk about the process, because a lot of times people don't do this because they're just kind of afraid of dental care. And I have a feeling that's a little bit of the reason you stayed away. And so let's talk about the process. How did you find the process? Was it comfortable, uncomfortable? Be honest. I know it's live radio. I'm taking a chance here. But what did you think about the process? Did it hurt? Just be honest.
The process was actually very easy, and I totally would be honest, because I think that, you know, your viewers deserve that, and I know that you would want that. But it was very easy, Dr. Kvitko, because, I mean, working with you, you listened to me. You know what? To be honest with you, what was the most uncomfortable was just the thoughts that I made up in my head. Okay, it's not going to look right. I'm going to look different. My jobs are going to be affected. And so once you actually made the temporaries and I got a chance to wear the temporaries and see what I would actually look like, I felt a lot better. And so basically the day of, I just remember I chose to actually go the sedation route, the right. IV sedation. And I'm so glad that I did that because I was able to just relax and just not be present. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up, I remember I'm just like, really? You did a root canal? You did an extraction? When? I just went to sleep. No pain at all. no bleeding, no swelling. I did have some pain medications that you did prescribe me, and I think maybe I took two. But it was just a very easy, relaxing, surprisingly relaxing process.
You know, I actually forgot about the fact that we did an extraction and we did the root canal. Yeah. And yeah. sometimes, when we look in a person's mouth, we just feel like to make it really that much better, we need to protect the nerve of this tooth or that tooth, that we need to, obviously you didn't have the time to wait for some orthodontic care because of your work.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have to say one of the things that I'll never forget about your practice is that your girls, your staff, actually, they placed a blanket over my legs. It smelled like lavender. You know, you had a TV on and you guys turned on, I think it was Flavor Flav. What was that show?
It wasn't Tooth or Consequences?
No, it was Smut TV, just like I like. It was amazing. And, you know, you guys just put me at ease. I was shaking because I was really nervous. I didn't know what to expect. The pinch of the needle wasn't bad, but I remember one of your dental assistants actually held my hand because I'm that big of a baby, you know, because getting your teeth done is worse than childbirth, right?
That's what everybody says.
Right.
I've never had a child personally.
But it was, you know, that actually really stood out to me that you all really care. And I am just so grateful, Dr. Kipiko. I really, truly am. And it, I mean, this is something that I'll look back on my life and just be, you know, it's one of those monumental moments in my life. I'm really appreciative.
Well, thank you for that. and so remember, if you want to see Melissa Rashawn's picture, go to Dentally Speaking. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. No, you have to go to drkavitko.com. It's not on Dentally Speaking yet. Go to drkavitko.com. And then just kind of arrow down a little bit, and right there next to the Consumer's Choice Award emblem, you'll see a thing that says Smile Makeover, so you know you click there, and then hers is the first before and after that comes up. And also, you can, I think you probably already know this, but go to columbustoday.com, and you have to type in the word Dentally Speaking, and you'll learn more about this show, previous shows, and we will eventually have some photographs up there. They'll be stills, so you'll be able to see them a little bit better. Now, I want to be, you know, just before we're going to run out of time here pretty soon. We've got about another minute or so, and I better give out the answer to today's question of the day. So let me just ask you, Melissa Rashawn, who do you think discovered X-rays?
I am going to go with Malcolm X.
You're going to go with Malcolm X? Okay, so we have one Malcolm X, one Thomas Edison, and Helen guest Conrad Rentgen. The answer is, a drum roll, please. Can you hear that? I actually am a drummer, so is my producer, I think, right? Yep, we got two drummers
in the room. And I am on Rock Band.
And you're on Rock Band, okay. You must rock then.
Right.
Anyway, okay, the answer is Conrad Rentgen. So Helen was right. Helen, good job, good job. I didn't want to give it out. You hit it right on the head, and I was afraid if I said you were right so early, no one else would guess.
I have one last question for you.
What's that?
So how can I learn how to smile showing my teeth? Because I have to actually train myself to smile showing my teeth now in my photos. All of my portfolio is without showing my teeth.
You do actually have to practice. And as a drummer, I used to play professionally, and we traveled, and I actually practiced in the mirror. I would smile. I would actually like pretend somebody just told me a joke and start to laugh, and then I would freeze my face and go look in the mirror. I'd close my eyes and remember what that felt like.
Okay, so I'm going to book a session with you on how to smile.
Okay.
Showing my teeth.
We can do that. We can do that. By the way, I just thought I would mention that, you know, Thomas Edison was the light bulb. Malcolm X was proponent for, segregation. I'm sorry, deep roots of segregation. He fought segregation. He was a civil rights leader, happened to be assassinated about 45 years ago. He was born in 1925 on May 19th in Omaha, Nebraska. And so I just wanted to give out a little information about those other folks. But anyway, yeah, thanks so much for your guesses and for tuning in. And tune in next Sunday, where next Sunday we have a second installment of an interview with Dr. Philip Cooper Jr., right? Dr. Philip Cooper Jr., who wrote the book, Why African-American Children Cannot Read. And it was such an interesting topic and book that we invited him back. I think he was on maybe a month ago or so, something like that. So please tune in, and every Sunday, actually, at 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll be here It is live, and we appreciate it. In the meantime, if you have any questions that you want me to address on the air, send them to drkovitko@dentallyspeaking.com. I'll be happy to read the answers on the air next week, the week after, whatever. Very good. Okay. Have a great day. Have a great week. And see you next Sunday at 7.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's shows.